Well, I mean, John Madden is the lead producer. He's, I'm pretty sure he is, runs the animation department as well. Every single frame, every single, you know, bit of how do these models collide with one another. He's the boom man, you know? In situations where John Madden might yell boom, he wants to make sure he's yelling it for the right reasons. So those players need to collide in a realistic fashion. Everyone knows this. John Madden's role is well documented. It's also a lead designer on Madden Ultimate Team. He says, these cards need to be sicker. They need to look sicker. And he's always like, we need to give more players more cards for free. And then people are like, no, what? They should pay for the cards. And John Madden's like, no! And they're like, well, all right, John Madden. I guess we'll make it so if you play for free, play online, you'll earn plenty of coins and be able to just buy packs without spending any real money. Can we at least attach more packs to the GOAT edition? And he'll say, yes, of course, I'm not a lunatic. Like, of course you can. Don't be crazy. This bus is ruining traffic in a spectacular way. Ooh, why are you turning the car that way? Oh, you're backing up? Okay, this is... Wow. All right. Did Madden come out? It might have. Is today the day for the early, for the EA Access or whatever it is? Today's Thursday, right? Isn't it normally the day, that the Thursday before the Tuesday when they start? Like, hey, play this game for 10 hours or whatever it is. Or is it next week? I literally have fucking no idea when Madden is out. I just know that it's been going around. It's a scorching case of that Madden going around. Oh, man. Days like today are weird, man. It's like... I guess it's a good thing. You know, every day is different, right? Some days are just like filming. Like, let's shoot some videos. Today, I was in zero videos, but also was in a ton of, like, important discussions about... the future, and like, God, what else? They're testing a new search algorithm out that I need to play around with. I need to look at the latest redesign notes. filed some show page creation stuff. So they're the Unprofessional Fridays show page should be fleshed out somewhat soonish. That might be the last active show that didn't have a show page. I don't know. I need to look and see how many more need to be made. I'm sure that there are plenty. Yep, some days are honking, some days are tonking. But it is, you know, oftentimes days like this that are, like, super focused on back-end stuff, sometimes they can be really draining and frustrating, but I don't know. I had a few conversations today that were, like, pretty exciting. Like, yeah, fucking, let's do this. Fuck everybody, let's just do this. Of course, like, actually doing that is 100 more meetings and other stuff, but once you get the kernel of it planted, it's a lot easier to go from there. I need to find my real sunglasses because I've got my backup sunglasses in the car, and it's just, they're not very good. I don't like wearing them. They're not great driving sunglasses. Why does this guy want out of this lane so bad? What? I feel like none of those RBI baseball games have been good. Well, I feel like they've been okay, right? I only played the first one. I remember being just like, in some ways, going like, oh, yeah, all right, yeah, you did it. But definitely another way is going like, yeah, this doesn't feel right enough. Ooh, why would you stop here? This is the middle of this lane, and the light is green up there. Please don't fuck me. Oh, my God, what are you doing? Oh, my God. Missed the light because of that guy. It's sort of fun to go and play all of Namco's other baseball games from the era that are all just RBI baseball, but, like, here's the one for the TurboGrafx that's called, not even called, that they couldn't call Family Stadium because that's, you know, for the Famicom, for the family computer, so they can't call it Famista, it doesn't make sense, so instead it's, what is it? Like World League, Power League, I forget. On the PC Engine. And they kept making the Famista games on. There's one on the 3DS in Japan.
Like they still. They still make those things.
The original RBI baseball. Back when it meant something. would have liked that if that had all lined up where, like, you know, Major League Baseball licenses the, or they get the RBI Baseball name, and they're like, we're going to make a game, a baseball game. We want to make it good. We've decided to just do what they did. It was good enough for Atari / Tengen back in the day, and we're doing it again. We have a licensed Namco's baseball game, and we are just putting American teams in it. Done. That would be pretty rad. This is a Bases Loaded game out on PS4 in Japan. A new / deliberately retro styled, but still 16:9, and that's weird. Bases Loaded game. I bought it. It's not great. Because it's Bases Loaded. New search will order the results in a more meaningful way. That's one of the big things they're working on, is just the tuning the algorithm in a way that actually makes sense, which is important. Right now, it's the autocomplete. If you just type and let the results pop up under the search window, that stuff is okay. But if you hit return and go to the actual like search results page, you get something completely different that is not good. And I never did that. I never used that search page, so I had forgotten how off it was. But yeah, it's it's not so great. But I was told today that you would be able to do things like search, you know, like decks and stuff like that. So if you typed in Bombcast hot dog, you might get like relevant episodes of the show or something like that. Which is cool. I think we're going to have it set up pretty soon here, so the show pages, which are still relatively new to the site, will have a follow button on them, and you can get like site notifications when a new thing is posted to a show you're following, or if you so desire, you could get an email saying, hey, a new quick look has been posted, hey, there's been a new Breaking Brad, or what have you. Which I never had, that was never like a high priority thing for me, because I was always just like, man, fuck it, email, what? Email is dumb. But some people want it, so, and I kind of finally was just like, that. Yeah, I should, that's, yes. Email is still perfectly valid, some people are way into it, so yes, let's, you're right, we should do that. Chat has been rebuilt in a way that is much easier for us on the back end. People probably won't notice too much of a change, but it is, starting chat before was sometimes real bad. So they have completely replaced it with something else that is much easier for us to start up. Before it was like, there was one button, and you hit that, and that spins up the servers. And once the servers are spun up, a process that might take 15 minutes, then you can launch the chat. But don't launch it early, because if you launch it before the servers are spun up, all fucking hell breaks loose. And so there was just a lot of just particular things about the way that chat was built that was hard to work with sometimes. So that stuff has been largely rebuilt and simplified for us on the back end, where there's just a button we can push that says make it go. Actually, it does not actually say make it go. But you know. So that's really good for us. There's stuff I want to, like, we, you know, there's networking stuff we need to do. Like, right now we can't stream premium stuff from outside the company network. So, like, if I'm streaming from home, it's got to be a free thing, you know, basically. Or you know, so it kind of limits some of the stuff we can do in different locations and all that. So, you know, there's a big IT, like, request of, like, okay, can we take this room, this entire room, and put it outside the firewall so that we can hit this streaming machine from an external source, and then that machine then pushes it to our streaming provider, which handles premium stuff. Because if it's free, we can just go to YouTube and whatever, you know, but, like, is this a good way for us to do that and then easily archive it and blah, 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 and there's just a lot of stuff around that, and that process is not actually underway. I think that's, you know, a request that was made that someone probably looked at and went, what? No? That we then have to probably say, like, actually, though, but for real, though, this actually is something we need. And figure all that out. Because that'll give us just some more versatility. You know, just it's for stuff like the Murder Island stuff, it means that, you know, someone has to be in a studio location for us to do that show. And then around the chat simplification stuff, with it being easier to run chat and all that, we've got some other long-term ideas about stuff for that that could be really fun for folks. So. But that's a ways off, I think, for where we're currently at. I wonder what Verizon did to make this area not a black hole for coverage, because this used to be where everything died. This used to be where all the signal died, but I'm in the heart of the zone right now, and we're still here. Sometimes chat works on PS4. Huh. Yeah, I don't know. Mobile chat is better now on Android. Yeah, it makes sense that some of that stuff would change, I guess, because it did, like I said, the whole thing got rebuilt, so. In a much simpler way than it was before. It was a much smarter way. And a more cost-effective way for us, actually, so that's fun. Thursday multiplayer streams every week. We don't really have a set day for like a multiplayer stream thing. It's more like if there's going to be a game that we think is fun that we want to do something with. And we got time on a Wednesday or Thursday or something like that. We'd probably dig it out, but no. The intent is certainly not to do a weekly multiplayer thing. The thing I discovered when doing a weekly multiplayer thing is that you end up with a lot of games that are not great for that format. So, by doing it when it makes sense to do it, you end up with, theoretically, anyway, something a little better. Get Rory to video himself with the new monitor. I think Rory is working remotely this week. He's answering support questions from outside the office, I believe. So maybe he's answering them from his big monitor. I don't actually know. Found dualies with extended ink storage. Can you, is that, Do you find weapons in that game? I mean, I know in the single player you kind of get them and there's a way to unlock them for larger use, but is that... I saw people with variants of weapons and stuff, like the... Was it the NB? Not NB. The non-binary display tools. Some weird variant of them. Are those found? I never actually looked up where some of that stuff came from. To see if there was a variant of the zapper. I don't know what I would want on it, though. The zapper's been pretty good to me. Oh, someone mentioned it. Okay, right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I have not played much. I have not played Splatoon in. Probably a week and a half or something at this point. I should play some more Sonic Mania, I guess. I have not played any since the Quick Look. I just haven't had time
to get through the rest of that game. I can't imagine it's that long just to finish it.
And I'm not necessarily like a Chaos Emerald kind of guy, so I don't know that I'll ever play it to that extent, but it's not very long. Yeah, I figure I'm probably like halfway through it. Probably like 6 zones or something, right? 6 or 7. 6 to 8 zones, let's say. Let's see what's on the radio. Select satellite radios on channel 314. Do I even get a fucking channel of the 300?
XM Sports, wherever you are.
Nope, mine goes up to 235.
Teams. The following season, he pitched his sixth no-hitter, this time against the Oakland A's. But he had one more no-hitter up his sleeve against the Toronto Blue Jays on May 1st, 1991. For It Happened in Baseball, I'm Nick Kern.
It's nonstop college football on SiriusXM, College Sports Nation. Experts like Lou Holt bring you inside the huddle every day. We're every day on SiriusXM.
17, 27.
Meanwhile, a ton of these channels are devoted to fucking football. Like these, all these channels are just like NFL 230, NFL 229, like all the channels they use during the football season to broadcast all the games. Like, even though there's no fucking football, they still have a fucking bunch of
program schedule
bandwidth wasted.
In baseball, a bunch of whatever. Eastern
Home
feed Sirius 213. Internet 856.
Here's all the basketball play-by-play channels.
At 1:40 today.
And they're all playing the same thing because they're all just like, here's
Houston.
Here's the IndyCar racing channel.
Internet 850, away feed, Internet 840. At 1:45, it's the Reds on the road in Chicago. Kick on the Cub, 16, XM1, Internet 844, 46. At 2:30, the Atlanta Braves.
Big 12,
will take on the Rockies
200.
In Colorado.
What? The fuck is Big 12?
XM 184. Internet
8.
Big 12, 199. Feed,
at 357,
Tampa.
Big 10, 196.
Home feed series 24.
Fuck you, Big 12. We got Big 10.
8. Internet
ACC
8,
193.
56.
Oh, this is just all like different
at
college.
635, St. Louis on the road again. Washington into San Diego, home feed series 295, internet 862.
Now we're down into the baseball.
And 869.
We said earlier.
Hey, actual baseball.
First pitch
found
on the way to Correa's, hit in the air to center, right at Nimmo. Makes the one hand catch two away. But when you don't have another day off for another 11 days, then it is very important not to burn through that bullpen, so Terry Collins will be at least pleased on that level that Bradford and Robles have given him a little length.
Well, and your point earlier about Familia and his absence, I mean, that's exactly kind of spins into tonight. You just don't have the...
There's a rain delay or storms coming. The clouds look less than ominous. That's the word that every weather forecast.
Ominous?
Ominous. The weather looks ominous.
I'm going to throw my wife under the bus, even though I know for a fact
but
she's
not. But it's not ominous now. It's less ominous than it was.
My wife, grown woman that she is, cannot say the word ominous. She says omnimus. You ever, next time you see my wife, next time I have the family around, ask her if the sky looks ominous or not.
I will.
And she'll know I've told you. And now I've told everyone, basically, within the Pirates Baseball Network. If you ever meet my wife, Tara, ask her if the weather seems extremely ominous.
I hope she's listening.
She's not listening. She's putting the kids to bed or something like that. She's a good mom.
Tweet her. Tweet her. Tell her. Just tweet her. Tell her what she just did. Or FaceTime her, whatever you want to do.
I'll FaceTime her. I'll do that.
What's the other one?
Talking during a rain delay.
Like
saying
us,
shit that my wife's going
to
kill me for.
Good stuff. We'll get to some calls and some texts next. We're going to pause for a short two-minute break. Let our affiliates get a station identification. 5.
A 950 Philly on the road in San Fran to take on the Giants. Home feed Sirius 215. XM 186. Internet 863. 860.
They should take these 60 sports channels and turn them into 30 music channels.
XM 185. Internet 863. And 1-0. Almost a strike.
One and one on the former Cleveland catcher Jimenez. And the 1-1. Line foul to right. This one's bullpen quiet.
Full count, two outs. Here's the payoff pitch. Outside ball four. So Ross.
As you see fit, liberally. Balls.
Oh, now we're out of the sports and into like the French Canadian music channels. To meet like CanCon laws, like you're gonna need a certain percentage of
2018 and feature the league's 2016
French language
playing two regular season
Canadian
games
station.
In Mississauga, Ontario.
If you
the
wanna,
NBA G League showcase will have as many as seven games per
if
game.
If you want to beam that shit into our fine country
Center and adjoining Sports Zone complex, NBA G League,
Canadian Country Channel, right CBC way. Country. Oh, and someday wants to be like his old man.
C'est une chance immense que j'ai eue. Je m'en ai dit tant, mais c'est parce que mon père était dans le milieu et quelqu'un qui m'a approché. Alors qu'il y a tant de monde avec bien plus de talent que moi qui ont amené des manuscrits qui ont été refusés. Moi, on approche. Puis là, je fais « Ah, OK, je peux écrire ce que je veux. » Là, j'essaie d'écrire quelque chose. Puis là, je fais « Attends, ça me peut. »
music and it's not an instrument. And I think primarily since the beginning of the whole scratch concept, I think it was a primarily very percussive instrument. And maybe, you know, these same people might go listen to a group of drummers playing together and decide that, well, that's not music or something like that, you know. So you can argue that back and forth as much as you want, but I think the thing about the turntable is that it can actually be keyed and can be pitched up and down, and you can use it as a melodic or harmonic instrument as well.
Well, I was going to say, I think one of the most impressive things about you is
Canadians talking about turntablism,
which is entirely
culture jamming.
That makes me think of your Basin Street Blues version. I wonder if you could describe the process of making that.
Basin Street Blues is sort of an old Dixieland standard. I'm a huge fan of jazz music. My version, I'm the first to admit that it's not a jazz version, because jazz to me is always done in one take with an ensemble of musicians. And hopefully someday, if we have the resources, we could have the 30 DJs and 60 turntables. It would require that in a room to actually do a version of that, the turntable version live. But I basically went into the studio and went through the arrangement, tried to take on the role through the turntable of every instrument in the arrangement.
Right now, we're gonna get together and give you a tune that we have a lot of requests for.
So I started with the banjo, and the banjo sort of laid down the chords. A friend of mine played the banjo and it got into a record. And that was sort of the backbone of it. And then after that, I went through the chord changes and arranged all the horns. So I figured, you know, with the trombone and a clarinet, the trumpet would be playing these sounds. And I went to find tones on records, often from classical music, that would just sort of sustain, you know, a clarinet sustaining an A flat or something. That's like gold to me.
Wow.
So once I have that, and say, okay, well, here's a sustained A flat and clarinet, I'm able to make all the other notes on the turntable just by speeding up or slowing down your hand and bending it into the chords that you want to play. So then I went and just layered everything. It was quite an ambitious project for me, but it was something that I knew no one would have ever asked me to do. I never had to actually arrange, you know, six layers of horns or something to get it to actually feel like a background horns in a Dixieland song. And then after that, I took the trumpet tone and sort of did the solo over it.
Dixieland turntablism, the deadliest style of them all.
Ideas on CBC Radio, on CBC.ca, on the CBC Radio app, and on Sirius XM. I'm Paul Kennedy. Today, it's a special rebroadcast of the Peabody Award-winning CBC Radio documentary series, The Wire, The Impact of Electricity on Music.
French show, so I was at a threesome last week with Dion Arnold. Get your tickets.frenchtheater.ca. Let's get some comedy going right now from the man himself, Alex Sparling. I'm Paul Padouche. You're listening to Who's Laughing Now? Here's comedy from Alex Sparling.
Yellowknife Northwest Territories. One of my favorite things about being from Yellowknife is the bush party. You know, you get a bunch of people together, you get a big fire going, but it's still super fucking cold. So everybody's bundled up, barely showing an inch of skin. One of my favorite pranks to pull. One of my absolute favorite pranks to pull is I love to put on a girl's parka, and then I pick up the dudes I hate, and the next morning they wake up in an absolute panic in my kill room. You guys have fucking ruined White Horse for me. Because every conversation I've had down south has started with, where are you from? Yellowknife. Oh, White Horse. Yellowknife. I've always wanted to go to the Yukon. No. The public school system has failed all of you. You've all been in this class. All right, kids, we're going to end today's geography lesson in God's playground, the Yukon. Teacher, what about these two land masses right here? Don't touch those, Bobby. Those are the territories. And we must never learn anything about them. But teacher, isn't the Yukon also a territory? Nobody's been able to prove that yet. What we do know for sure is that all bad
this is
little
the
boys
ultimate
and girls
in Canadian
are sent
content.
Up north to walk the wall and defend us from whatever evils may come south and bleed us out and leave us to the ravens. Winter's coming. This next joke's gonna start out a little morbid, and then it's gonna get a little sexy, and then it's gonna end super endearing. I only have one eye. This is the morbid part. And I have this fantasy that I'm gonna go to the club with my buddies, and we're gonna be drinking, and there'll be this girl at the other end of the bar, and we make eye, or at least relative eye contact. And there's something there, but we don't totally know what it is. So I turn back to chat with my buddies, and I go to take a sip of my beer, and I notice at the bottom of it is this gorgeous little blue eye. And I turn around, and there she is, empty socket, and the prettiest smile in the world. And so I just down my beer, and I pull it out, and we trade eyes. Now I got a blue eye and a brown eye. She's got a blue eye and a brown eye. We're running around the club like a couple of huskies, and it is adorable. Never happen because people are assholes. I can't get onto a train without some dickhead asking me, excuse me, is that one dead? No.
More for Edmonton on the left side, just beaten.
Here we go. The CFL.
10-yard loss. They declined the penalty. Second and 20. Blue Bombers. See if Paul Appelese can dial up a second and 20 play that works. Nichols back to pass. And it's a screen to Harris. Breaks one tackle and then can't break anymore. He gets to the 47-yard line, 48. So will we see a 55-yard field goal try or will we see a punt?
That was a great play.
Let's get way into Canadian fucking football.
Eskimo sniffed out that screen play. It's what you got to do when it's second and 20, and got to Harris as soon as the ball got there. No chance for him to turn that upfield and make something out of nothing.
Well, the Bombers will punt rather than attempt the long field goal. A bit of a north wind here, so Medlock would be kicking into a very slight wind. A minute 10 left in the first half. Bombers ahead 10-3. Again, a penalty. It takes them out of field goal. Actually, quarterback sack, but a penalty would have done it anyway. Medlock taking lots of time here. There's the snap and the kick. And it'll bounce at the 12-yard line, and the Eskimos are surrounded at their 9. That was that weird kick. Medlock does this in practice. It's he calls it his boomerang kick. He kicks it kind of, it spins end over end sideways, if I can explain that properly. And it's very hard to field. We haven't seen him do it much this year. But it's a headache for the returner if you let it bounce. And if you try to catch it, it's spinning like crazy. So anyway, no yards against the Bombers, a 5-yard no yards, and it moves it up to the 18-yard line.
So the Edmonton Eskimos, by all accounts, with 47 seconds remaining in this first half, are going to be very lucky to go into the locker room only down by 7. And you have to wonder whether that's going to come back to cost the Bombers in this game or not, whether they can keep Riley up the board the whole second half.
All right, Eskimos first and 10 at their 18, 47 seconds left. Riley back to pass. Fires. Oh, it almost intercepted. Duke Williams had to go off his arms. It hung in the air. And diving was Rock Carmichael, and he just couldn't get
these
to
are great names.
35.
That ball hangs up in the air for just another moment. Carmichael's able to get underneath it, but just would have been a one-hopper there. Not enough air.
Chest Rockwell.
Well, that used 5 seconds.
Rock Carmichael.
So second and 10 at the Edson 18. If they don't convert here, you might see Mike O'Shea use a timeout and try to get the ball back in good position and score. We'll see. Riley back to pass. Long down the right side. Gets slapped. Intercepted by Chris Randall at the Edmonton 44-yard line.
Chris Randall had inside position on Getzlaff that entire route. Riley just forced that ball in there. I have no idea what he was thinking. It's down the right sideline. Randall with perfect position the entire time. Riley throws it right to him. Getzlaff tries to go over the top, over the back to get that ball. No chance. Great job by Randall. Now another opportunity here to get some more points before the half.
Today's game brought to you by Winnipeg Hyundai. Winnipeg Hyundai gives you more. Bombers first and 10, Edmonton 43. That's a surprise that Riley would make a bad choice like that at that time. Nichols back to pass. Down the middle, complete over Darvin Adams. Yeah, he held on at the 38. He juggled it and then was tackled immediately, a gain of 5 yards. Mike Riley, 6 of 15 for 106 yards passing in the first half.
Way off this game. Probably that horrible-looking hat he was wearing prior to this game. I'm not sure if you saw that.
I did. I liked it. You didn't like it, eh, Doug? Different. Second and 5 Bombers at the Edmonton 38. Hand off Andrew Harris. 35, 30. Down to the 25-yard line. Andrew Harris, big run. 16 seconds left in the half. Time to run maybe one more play. Try to get it in the end zone before they have to settle for a field goal. Well, run without a huddle, obviously, from the Edmonton 25. Clock starts, and Nichols has the football. Great time into the end zone for Darvin Adams. Touchdown, Blue Bombers!
Just when it looked like Edmonton was going to be able to get out of this half with only a 7-point deficit, all of a sudden, now that's going to be 14, and this hole might be too big for them to get kick their way out of. That's a fantastic job. Defense forcing the interception and a quick score strike from this offensive group.
And the pass by Nichols a little behind Adams, but he just came back for it, and the defender was a yard past him, and he hauled it in, and the Bombers take a 16-3 lead. 9 seconds left in the first half. Back to that pass by Riley, Doug. It's almost like Duke Williams went up and stole one down here, and it was almost like Riley's thinking the same thing, but it was Getzlaff, not 6'4" Duke Williams.
You would have had, you had to throw that through Chris Randall. Yeah. I don't know how a quarterback thinks he can make that pass when you have inside leverage like that the entire route down the sideline. And yeah, Getzlaff tried to go up over the back, but Randall's not going to let that happen. Real bad throw by Riley.
Go Blue Bombers!
He's the reason the Bombers are now up by...
I just forget just how many Canadian channels there are up here. Another French language country station. Are they fucking wait, really into country music in Canada? I don't know, something about that doesn't line up in my brain. I know that, like, this Calgary Stampede is, like, this big thing, and like, that's turned me on to the idea and made me realize that, yeah, there are, you know, Canadian rednecks. There's a rural Canadians that happens. But it's just something about... I'm good singing.
Talk. This is Brett Innes for SiriusXM. Chicago Cubs manager Joe Maddon was a guest on Happy Hour with Jeff Joyce.
Our next guest has a more
nothing on the MLB in Espanol defense, channel
which
right
we
now.
See a little bit more of.
La cara del coach Corey es impresionante, ¿no? Demostrando la decepción de esta jugada, porque mal lanzamiento precisamente de Fitzpatrick para perder el balón y tener que aceptar una intercepción del equipo rival.
Volvemos en ESPN Deportes Radio.
Firma ESPN.
Firma ESPN en viernes, Carolina de las Alas. Usted va a seguir dando cátedra, pero al vikingo, ¿quién se lo aguanta? Yo no me lo quiero aguantar más.
Yo tampoco, por eso yo creo que va a ser el último día.
Ay, no me diga nada, Caro, que aquí la vamos a extrañar. No me diga eso. También novedades de la NFL, el béisbol de grandes ligas, claro, todo lo que está sucediendo en el mundo del deporte este viernes, 6 de la mañana.
Oh, because we only saw each other a couple of times a year, because at the time when we started the first 6 months, he was in Vegas and I was in New York. One time we saw each other for like 2 weeks, because I was living in LA at the time, so it was closer. So we saw each other 2 weekends in a row, which comes out to like a week maybe. And then I went again for another week, but Bernie Davis.
Quiero borrar tus sinsabores del pasado y darte todo lo que tengo en
right away and Len Stern.
That's right. And Matty Malnick leads the band. And all this nonsense is put together by our producer, Charles Vander. And we'd love to have you all with us again next Thursday night.
Thanks to them for working, and thanks to you for listening. Hope you'll be back next Thursday night. Good night, folks.
Good night. Good night to everybody in Charleston. Good night.
Listen each Thursday night at this time for another great Abbott and Costello show, produced and transcribed in Hollywood. Be sure to stay tuned for the outstanding entertainment which follows throughout the evening on this ABC station.
Bud Abbott and Lou Costello from November 18th, 1948. I'm Greg Bell, and SiriusXM Radio Classics continues right after this.
Tonight on SiriusXM Sports.
Can the Yankees complete a four-game Subway Series sweep of the Mets here?
Bases on and a good start on all four barrels as they charge and hit the racetrack. On the number one barrel comes Mike Vegan, RMCA's Battle of the Rockies, but there's three hounds nipping at his side to the extreme outside with Vern Nolan. Tombstone Ventures Corporation to the outside of Vern is Paderni's and Roger Moore, with Mark Shovel and Kentucky Fried Chicken taking the overland route as we pick them up going into that backstretch run. Mike Vegan, RMCA's Battle of the Rockies, is battling it out right now with Vern Nolan, Tombstone Ventures Corporation. Vern's ahead, and now Mike overtakes the lead going into that third turn. Back in third place, it is Mark Sutherland, Kentucky Fried Chicken, and the trailer alone. That rail position is Roger Moore. Paderni's driven to excel from start to finish as they line them up for that Kell Tire finish line, and here comes the thundering hooves of Mike Vegan. The Battle of the Rockies, and a battle it is. Vern Nolan to the outside, Tombstone Ventures Corporation, Mike Vegan to the inside with 150 feet to go. Vern Nolan opens them up. Those two bays are going to get there at the finish line. A nose ahead of Mike Vegan. KFC and Mark Sullivan in third, and Roger Moore's Paderni's rolls in fourth. Hey, did you enjoy number five?
What a great run from Vegan. He was a champion here a couple of years ago, and he showed he'd like to do it again this year.
Yeah, I think Vern Nolan nipped him there at the wire, but boy, was that enough. That could be a dead heat. There were only maybe a couple of 100s going to separate Vern Nolan and Mike Vegan. Great run there for both of
them. All right, let's go back and get times from heat four.
Number four. In a penalty-free heat at number four, Chad Fight Big Hill Services and Arena Rentals, 11737. 11737, Big Hill Services and Arena Rentals, and Chad Fight. 10-100s back of him, Mitch Sutherland, Edwards Garage, 11747. 11747, Edwards Garage and Mitch Sutherland. Jordy Fike, Irvin Tack and Western Wear, 11827. 11827, Irvin Tack and Western Wear, Jordy Fike. Troy Dorchester, Eldorado Pressure Services, 11839.
So another penalty-free heat, and a game that looks like that number one barrel's the place to be. Even though Mike didn't get around the barrels as quick as everybody else, he did get that rail, and he certainly hoarded it all the way around the track. So we're going to have to wait for official times to decide a winner in that one.
Yeah, it's going to be. That was a great race. Boy, going around the first couple of turns, all four wagons, they were fanned up four wide. Then Roger Moore was able to tuck in there along the rail, but then that really didn't do him a whole lot of good, it didn't seem like there, because he still ended up catching fourth. Mark Sutherland moved into third place overall, and he did that right about the third turn, and Mark was still out there at least two wide. Looked like Roger Moore might have tried to save a little bit of ground, but you know, he just never got those horses back. And even though he saved a little ground on the last couple of turns, it just didn't work out for him. He ended up fourth. Mark Sutherland ended up in third. But great race for all four wagons. Great run for first and second between Mike Vegan and Vern Nolan.
And he has run well all year. I'm speaking of Vern Nolan. It's got bit by the penalty bug a little bit a few times when I thought that he probably could have pulled off a win. He's a former Saskatoon champion. Vern Nolan off barrel two, and Mike
Saskatoon champion
off barrel number one. We head into the heat number six, featuring the king in his last four career runs. Tell you all about it when we return with more of the Battle of the Rockies from the Eagle Creek GMC broadcast booth. This is day one of a WPCA Pro Tour Live.
Escape the summer hustle and make a run for the tropics. We've loaded a blender full of Jimmy Buffett's favorite islands, rock, reggae, and folk songs, plus live Jimmy Buffett concerts. No matter where you are in North America, max out your summer with a beach life musical escape. Jimmy Buffett's Radio Margaritaville, Channel 24. Or listen when you get out of the car.
Or blow your fucking brains out. I don't know. That's another good option.
Or bugles.
If you're going to listen to the Jimmy Buffett station, you could always just do that instead. Pretty much the same experience.
One, get one free. So pop in to a TA and Petro travel store now to get your snack fix fixed. TA and Petro.
Kind of, you know,
replenish,
half
refresh.
A dozen of six of one and... sandwich in one hand.
I'm Darryl Coughlin. I'm a Walmart tractor-trailer mechanic for Walmart Private Fleet. I've been working with Walmart for 19 years, keeping our tractors and trailers in good repair. If you're a professional truck mechanic looking for a great career, we're hiring. Walmart offers a starting pay and a benefit package like medical, dental, and 401k that is highly competitive in the truck repair industry. You can even make more with ASC certifications. Apply online at walmartcareers.com and search for truck mechanic. Again, search for truck mechanic at walmartcareers.com. Start your new career as a Walmart truck mechanic. Go to walmartcareers.com and search for truck mechanic. Walmart has immediate openings available. That's walmartcareers.com.
Yeah, I got out of the video game thing.
And search for truck mechanic. Walmart is an equal opportunity.
Heard this ad on the radio about truck mechanics, and I was like, well, I'm not a truck mechanic, but it says here you have immediate openings.
At a standstill from the 14th Street exit. In Cerritos, 91 Freeway, westbound before Studebaker Road.
These afternoon highs in the mid-80s, and then sunshine for Saturday with continue all the way into Saturday. First half of the day, Saturday, 40% chance of storms with a high of 87 degrees. Sunshine, brighter day for Sunday and Monday. Highs in the middle 80s, lows of night in the mid
to upper 80s. Mainly sunny weather on
occurred in poor neighborhoods, the focus of the drug war from its start.
BBC correspondent Jonathan Hand. The top U.S. commander in Iraq says for the first time that the American military will help contractors and other officials locate unexploded bombs dropped by the coalition and help clear the explosives.
This is supposed to be a traffic channel.
News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters.
Hey, what's up, world? It's the Sway.
I'm your host, Weekday Mornings on Shade 405. Let's face it. Pretty soon, we'll all be spending more time in the car. Whether you drive the kids to school, whatever it is you're doing, you're going to be in the car. So there's no better time to take advantage of our special friends and family event. For a limited time, SiriusXM invites you, your friends, and family to get great offers on the new satellite radio or reactivate one you already have.
My friends.
Give it as a gift or get one for yourself. Visit SiriusXM.com/2017, friends and family, for more information.
Are you putting your retirement savings in a 401k, IRA, or investment account? Good night.
Shine.
Can you send me the account number?
Into the ceaseless ages of eternity.
Please tell me your full social security number.
You become the Gooch.
But I'm not the Gooch. Recently, people have said I'm the Gooch, but then the proof of that is I'm a Minnesota Vikings fan.
Right.
They've never won, so that's not this year. Well, last year, I rooted for the Cleveland Indians to win the World Series.
Yeah, how'd that turn out?
Well, the Cubs win. What the hell do I care? You know the only reason I rooted for the Indians is because the owners listened to the show.
Right, right.
Okay.
And then early in spring training, you all of a sudden announced to everyone with great fanfare that you are now a Mets fan.
Because my friend Mike Piazza
followed you on Twitter.
No, I'm confronted. I mean, yes, he follows me on Twitter, but Mike and I are friends.
That was the day, though, when he followed you on Twitter, you made the announcement.
No, you're the worst storyteller.
That's
because
true.
With God as my witness, you're wrong. It's just fake news.
It's not fake news.
But it really is fake. I don't know.
What if it doesn't work out? All is well. Replace the thoughts of worry with all is well. Maybe the medical report wasn't good. It would be easy to let those words play all day long. You're not going to make it. Learn to live with it. No, turn off that recording. Put on this new recording. All is well. The number of my days God will fulfill. Nothing can snatch me out of his hands. Or perhaps a legal situation. You don't like it. It wasn't fair. But all is well. It says in Psalms, the trap the enemy set for me, they will fall in themselves. When you meditate on this simple phrase, all is well, you're saying, God, I trust you. You're bigger than this problem. You can turn any situation around. It's interesting.
Man.
7% approved. Only 22% disapproved.
So maybe I gave Republican voters too much credit earlier in the week. Anna and I had a debate about it, and she said it won't move them. And I thought that it might move some of the, as the moms in Kansas that are Republican voters, but that find him to be a bully and a tyrant, according to one focus group. But you know what? Even in that focus group, they all held, they all said that they would still vote for Trump. And here's two-thirds of Republicans going, you want to blame the people who got killed, who were there to protest against Nazis? As they were chanting, the Jews will not replace us, as they were carrying in Klan outfits and white supremacist outfits and swastikas, two-thirds of Republican voters saying, yeah, that's fine. Blame both sides, no problem. Make the Nazis and the anti-Nazis on the same moral plane. That is deeply depressing.
I mean, this is a little bit more complicated than I can deal with, and that you're explaining
that ISIS looks for here to drive a truck through, literally.
So do you think our enemies are laughing at us right now, Scott?
Totally.
Yeah.
This is maybe not laughing, but they're certainly salivating and
rubbing. And they're certainly celebrating.
They're celebrating and salivating, because this is exactly the this
members of the BPC's executive council
called mosaic theory. That's the idea that you can get a pretty clear picture of a person by putting together lots of small bits of information about them.
You know, sometimes the sum is greater than the parts, and a mosaic reveals so much more information than an individual tile. The reason why technology radically changes the privacy calculus is because through technology, you can amass massive amount of information, detailed information about people's lives, where they go, their habits, when they depart from their habits, who they spend time with, where they spend their time. Are they like clockwork? Do they go home at 8 o'clock every night, but then every now and then on a Friday evening, they don't go home at 8 o'clock? On Sunday morning, they're a faithful churchgoer, but then a few Sundays they don't go to church. So what does this tell us about infidelities, about medical conditions, about political associations?
Before license plate readers, the only way for the cops to know where any of us were at any given time was to notice us, or my license plate, and somehow make a record of it, something that rarely, if ever, happened. Now, though, cops can get a fairly accurate, if rough, picture of where we've been over time. That can be useful if you're trying to find out where a bad guy hangs out, or whether an alibi holds water, but it could also let police draw wrong conclusions. I often drive through a section of East Oakland that is known for great Mexican taco trucks and a lot of prostitution. An overzealous cop could easily misinterpret my love of tacos for a love of something else. And Linda Lai says the technology makes it easy to do that.
In the pre-technological era, and then resources with natural protection for privacy, that law enforcement simply didn't have the resources to compel detailed information about us unless they had a very good reason. Now it can be done on the basis of mere idle curiosity.
There's also a very real question about how useful all this data is. One study suggested that nearly 40% of big police departments use such readers. But much like the NSA, which collects metadata from cell phones and elsewhere, law enforcement now has more information than it can realistically use. Plus, every car is likely getting scanned many, many times. Again, San Leandro's Mike Katzlikabe.
Out of curiosity, I started making Public Records Act requests, and they indicated with one vehicle they were gathering about 1 million records a year. Now, San Leandro is a town of 85,000 people.
Last year, the ACLU looked at data from Maryland and found that out of 42 million scans, the hit rate was 0.2%. Take out minor VIC expired registrations, and the hit rate 47 were flagged for possibly being a stolen car. It's hard to know how other states stack up because there's so much secrecy around the use of these readers. I requested data in my car from the police departments in where I live, Berkeley, San Francisco, Los Angeles, Santa Monica, California, Sheriff's Office in Los Angeles. In some cases, the LA Sheriff's Department, they refused to tell me whether they had such data at all. Earlier this month, the city of Piedmont, which is right next to Oakland, refused to give me the license plate reader records on my own car, citing privacy reasons. It seems that this technology is only going to grow, but it's also easy to get hung up on the use of license plate readers. New technology like facial recognition is being developed all the time, which will make it even easier to identify us by other means. And that makes me wonder if there's no expectation of privacy about where my license plate has been. What about my face? For Life of the Law, I'm Cyrus Farivar.
What about my face?
Cyrus Farivar is the senior business editor at Ars Technica, a site that covers tech policy, law, science, gaming, and more. How has surveillance changed how we live with the law? Joe teaches criminal procedure at UC Davis Law School and says this increased use of surveillance police is making many of us numb to the fact that we're all being watched.
We're going to start having to wear eye black under our eyes and, you know, just going full mirror's edge to stop the machines. I thought about, actually, relatively recently, I was looking at a website that had stuff that purported to defeat license plate readers. I had it in my head that I was like, ah, you know, maybe this wouldn't be a terrible idea. I'm home. I'm gonna go. I'll see you later. Have a good night. Stay safe.